1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hopefully your day is off to an awesome start, and I appreciate you hanging out with me this morning. I get so distracted on social media. It's tough, I'm telling you. Like, when I first get into work, 4 o'clock in the morning, the first thing I do is start writing. Talk about some stuff that's happening, you know, in the city and in the area. And the problem is a lot of stuff that I get is taken, like I'll find stuff on Facebook from like Facebook groups and stuff. So I'll go through reels, right? And I'll be scrolling through videos just looking for, you know, info, and I'll run across these videos that are so mind-numbingly dumb that I just get sucked into. And I know I can't be the only one. Like, I'll be sitting there and I'll come up on it. And this is one I've seen a lot. It's these cleaners who have these like super dirty rugs, and they just start cleaning these rugs with all these like brightly colored soaps. And I'm sitting there and I find myself 10 minutes later, I'm watching this guy clean a rug for 10 minutes. And I was like, God, I got to get to work. Why does this happen? I can't be the only one who's distracted by these damn rug videos. Who knew watching rug cleaning could be so hypnotizing, really. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. It's a dream of mine to at least see one of the 8 natural wonders, of the 7 natural wonders of the world. If I could see the pyramids at Giza, I would be, that would make my life. Unfortunately, as of right now, that doesn't look like to seem to be in the radio budget, but just take a look on the 1077 RKR app. We could have our own little world wonders. In fact, I put together a list of 8 wonders of Michigan. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can see if you agree with me on these ones. And I tried to go for different wonders that kind of represent what Michigan is all about. So I had to put the Mackinac Bridge on there because it's really such a fun drive. If you've never driven across the Mackinac Bridge, I highly suggest it. It's super cool. There's just something special about it. I also kept some funny ones up there. The golden, well, ring, let's put it that way, of Sterling Heights. It's not known as the golden ring. It's known as the golden something else. I also put the Uniroyal tire. If you've never seen the Uniroyal tire, this thing is awesome. I also put something that I don't know if it's still, I don't think it's there anymore. But at one time, the Big Buck beer bottle. I used to drive by this thing all the time. It was this massive beer bottle. They just sit outside of a Big Buck. I want to know what your opinions are of what should make the list of the wonders, the 8 wonders of Michigan. 978-1077. What's your favorite roadside attraction that you think perfectly describes Michigan? Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day in 1946, one of the most influential guitarists of all time, David Gilmour, was born. He joined Pink Floyd in 1967, so I want to feature one of my favorite of their albums, Metal, which includes One of These Days. This is such an awesome atmospheric album and needs to be in your collection, so give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR.
You say the hill's too steep to climb.
RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Up here at WRKR.com and the 1077 RKR app, we have some of the worst rock lyrics of all time. You two actually made this list at number 14, but there's all sorts of lyrics up here. They're starting the list off is really funny. This is from Van Halen's Everybody Wants Some. You take a moopala, wookie pa a moopie. Maybe. I don't really know exactly what he's saying. David Lee Roth, I think he was mentally on his way out. Somebody even put up Poison's Unskinny Bop, which is unskinny bop, 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 bop. She just loves to play. Unskinny bop, nothing more to say. Yeah, definitely not Pulitzer Prize winning lyrics there. Even Pink Floyd's bike made it with, "I know a mouse and he hasn't got a house. I don't know why I called him Gerald." Oh my gosh. Some of these lyrics are ridiculous. Let me know some of your like the most ridiculous lyrics in some rock songs. Maybe there's a lot to learn. Like there's a lot of weird ambient freaking rock songs out there that were just written probably under the influence of things that would make the lyrics makes much more sense if you were under the influence of them, I'm sure. But I'm good on that. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There's so many great local cafes around here. And I know when we talked about Horrocks, who are going to be roasting their own beans shortly, rumors started to swirl that they were going to possibly open up a cafe. I think that's just based on the hopes of people here in Southwest Michigan and Battle Creek in general. But there's a new coffee place. It's actually a coffee chain that's going to be opening more locations in Michigan. The place is called Seven Brew, and they've got places. They're going to be actually building one off Gall Road between the Chick-fil-A and the Valvoline right down the road. So this is going to be a new coffee place that's coming, right down the street from us here at the station. They're also going to be putting one up on West Main as well. And they've currently got 8 locations in Michigan. They're all like all over the place. Up here on the 107.7 RKR app, you can check them out. See if you'll be a little interested, because they don't just do coffee. They've got like the fruity drinks and a whole bunch of other stuff up there too. So definitely check them out. And we'll have to see how good their coffee is. I'm very particular about my coffee, even though every day I wake up and drink from a Keurig. So I may as well, anything would be better than 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Sandhill Cranes are going to be making their return to Michigan with spring just around the corner. I love like just trying to spot these Sandhill Cranes. In fact, on the east side of the state, I go to this place called Holland Ponds, and it's actually where the original Lake St. Clair and Kalamazoo Canal was going to be. It was like going to be a canal that connected the Kalamazoo River to St. Clair Shores. And there's like this huge wadding nest of where Sandhill Cranes are. And that's like where I love spotting these things. And it's kind of difficult, but they're going to be returning to Michigan. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, I know not everybody is like bird watchers out here, but Sandhill Cranes are super beautiful. And it's just a sign that spring is right around the corner. And considering the weather we had this winter, it's definitely something to look forward to and look for. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We are 25 minutes away from cracking that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. Jake finally going to be getting back into the studio. We're going to crack a beer, talk about not only a little bit about the beer, but what's happening at Presidential Brewing Company in Portage as they're kind of gearing up for another busy year. And we'll give you a $20 gift certificate on top of it. We do that every single Friday. So make sure you're locked in on the Rocker on 107.7 RKR. 9:35 Fridays on 107.7 RKR. Let's do this first beer of the weekend just a short time from now.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company
on 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah, baby! Woo! It's Friday, and you know what that means. It means it's time to guzzle down some delicious, fermented, frothy concoctions from Presidential Brewing Company. Jake, back in the building. What happened?
I was wondering where you were going to go with
that.
Like,
what is he going to say? What's how's he going
to
rain?
I like it. That's good. That's good. No, it's good to be back. I'm excited to be here, and we have beer today. So this beer is the Write-In Ballot, and you guys are probably familiar with this series by now. It's our IPA, single hop rotating IPA series, and every time we make it, we generally use a different hop. But what's fun about this one that we have right now, this is the Write-In Ballot using the Hallertau Blanc hop. And what that means to us is, oddly enough, this is the very first Write-In Ballot that we ever made commercially. When we opened, we had this beer on tap, Write-In Ballot Hallertau Blanc. So it's kind of fun to have this one back on because it's been, 7 years now. And so, yeah, this one's a fun one. It's a cool hop, and excited to have this one back on tap for the first time in a long time. So let's drink. See
Cheers.
What we think.
Yes.
Cheers indeed.
Woo! Happy Friday.
Yeah. Friday.
Hmm. You know, this is an interesting one. I don't know if I've ever had this one before, if we've ever brought it in. If so, it's been very rare. But the one thing that I'm getting from this IPA, you get all that IPA flavor right up front, but it doesn't really last too long. It's actually probably pretty mellow afterwards.
It is kind of tame. So this one, I would say this hop kind of yields a lot more fruity quality. So some of the stuff that this hop is known for is kind of a white grape kind of wine vibe to it. But also other fruits. One of the things that I really pull out of this one is a pear flavor, which is kind of a unique hop flavor that can be offered. So, yeah, this one's a lot of fun. There's a whole heck of a lot of fruit going on in this beer. And as far as IPAs go, this is on the mild side, I would say.
Gotcha. I was going to say, because like because IPAs are very, like, if you're going to drink them, you're only going to have, like, maybe one or two. But this is something that you could have maybe three or four of. And it doesn't feel too heavy on the mouth. Like like you said, it's very fruity flavored.
Yeah, so. It is.
I don't know.
I don't know if anybody out there is really only having one or two IPAs. Come on.
Maybe. Depends on the IPA.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Oh, man. So what's happening at presidential? I know you guys are just gearing up for a big year ahead of you.
Yeah, we've been kind of settling out of the electoral college season. So if you waited too long, that's on you. Now you got to wait till next year.
Ew.
But we are getting ready for a comedy show that we've got coming up here in a couple weeks on Saturday. So, definitely want to get people excited about that. Every time we do these comedy shows, it always sells out.
Yeah.
And they were so amazing the last time we had them. So, check that out on our website. We've got this amazing comedy show coming up, and I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun with it here in just a couple weeks.
Heck yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. And people are going to be able to take advantage of this delicious write-in ballot for a little bit cheaper today.
Absolutely, yeah. If you come out today, you're going to get 50% off your first draft pour of the write-in ballot with Hallertau Blanc hops. And if you can say it that way, man... you'll get a crisp high five from the bartender as well. It's a German hop. So, you know, we gotta say all the German sounding words with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we want to get you guys into presidential as well to enjoy this and their awesome menu as well. So if you guys want to get down on a $20 gift certificate to presidential, like, why wouldn't you? Hit me up, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win a crisp $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company that you can spend on this delicious beer and their delicious food and their delicious comedy special.
Yeah.
Crisp. Crisp and crunchy. All right, 978-1077. Caller number 7, give me a call before I lose my job, all right? Good luck. Cheers.